Shalom Aleichem. The Chevra requested that we talk today in our Machshava, Hashkafa, whatever we want to call it, that we discuss the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is obviously the mitzvah that we're spending the entire year learning, and Baruch Hashem, I'm enjoying that. But we're spending the entire year learning the halachos of Shabbos, and often we don't focus enough on the hashkafa. And I'd like to spend some time with you today talking about the hashkafa of Shabbos. And the way we'll do it is we'll look at Shabbos as it appears in the Dibros Rishonos, in this week's parasha, in Parashas Yisro, and compare it to the Shabbos in Parashas Va'eschanan, and to try to make a number of comments based on that, which I hope we will find, meaningful. So the Shabbos that appears in Parashas Yisro, the Torah, of course, says Zochas Yom HaShabbos Akadsho, Shesh Yom Tavod, and the Torah concludes that the reason why we do Shabbos, it's Shabbos LaHashem Elokecha. It's the Ribono Shalom Shabbos. Obviously, there's a dimension of resting on Shabbos. Yinofesh, losasachom malacha, ato vincha vitecha, abchamascha ubehemtecha, don't do malacha. The reason is because Ribono Shalom created the world in 6 days. Vayonach vayom hashvi, yalkim berach Hashem as yom haShabbos, vaykadsho. Vaykadshehu, excuse me. The Ribono Shalom created the world in 6 days. He didn't do malacha on the seventh day. Therefore, we also have Shabbos. We rest on the seventh day. So Dibros Rishonos in Parashas Yisro, the reason that's given for the mitzvah of Shabbos is that the Ribono Shel Olam rested in creating the world, which is what we'll call Shabbos Bereishis. That's the idea in Parashas Yisro. In Parashas Va'eschanan, however, the Torah gives us a different perspective. The Torah says, in a broader sort of way, the Torah speaks about Lo sasecha melacha ato vincha vitecha avdcha v'moscha v'shorcha v'chamarecha v'chol behem techa v'girecha Hashem v'sharecha l'man yanuach avdcha v'moscha kamocha. There's a degree, I'd say, of, and Rav Rimon speaks about this in his sefer, there's a degree of what we'll call shivyon, a degree of trying to have equality among everything, that it should be that they rest, kamocha. And most importantly, Dibros Shnios talks about the reason for Shabbos is Zacharta Kievah HaYisav Eretz Mitzrayim Ve'yotziach HaShem Elokecha Misham B'yad Chazaka V'zorah Netuya Al Kein Tzivcha HaShem Elokecha La'asos Yom HaShabbos. Dibros Shnios gives us the reason for Shabbos as being Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Shabbos in Parshas Yisro is Zecher Ma'aseh Bereishis, and in Parshas Va'eschanan it's Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. The difference between these two expressions of Shabbos can be explained in a number of different ways. One way of saying it, I saw if Yaakov Ariel has it this way, is that the Shabbos of Parashas Yisro is given to the Dor HaMidbar. The Dor HaMidbar is a generation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything. We eat man, and basically we have no physical needs. The Shabbos in Parashas Va'eschanan is given for the Dor Bo'ei Ha'aretz. It's part of Moshe Rabbeinu's valedictory address. And because it's given to the Dor Bo'ei Ha'aretz, so Memeila, it's given to a generation who is preparing to do work. For the Dor HaMidbar, Shabbos is less focused on not doing work, because the Dor HaMidbar wasn't doing any work anyway. But for the Dor who is Bo'ei Ha'aretz, so the Torah has a much longer, broader description of the malacha that you're not supposed to do. The Torah basically elaborates, because the Dor Ba'ei Ha'aretz are going to be the people who are working all week. They're building a country. They're involved on a regular basis. Memela, the Ribbono Shel Olam, has to give us a broader set of Isurim on Shabbos. That's his approach, and I think there is something that is to it. But if, according to his approach, first of all, we understand why there are only two malachos that are spoken of beferish for the Dor Hamidbar, before Parashas Yisro, in Parashas Beshalach, the Torah speaks about the Mon, and there is a din of Shabbos at the Mon also. There's Shabbos at Mora, which is hinted at in the Torah, Sham Samlo Chokul Mishpat B'Sham Nisa'u, but there's also the Shabbos at Olosh, which is the Shabbos given to the Mon, where the Torah says, Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo Bayom HaShvi'i, which can refer to the Isser of Tchumen or the Isser of Hotza'a. Those two Isurim were the two Isurim that are most matim for the Dor HaMidbar. Because if you're not creative, you're not weaving clothing, and you're not really planting, and you're not really doing malacha, so the Shavisa is a much less practical Shavisa. It's only relevant for these two areas of... it's only relevant for the two areas of Hotza'a and Tchumen. Additionally, the Shavisa given to the Dor HaMidbar is more philosophical than Ma'asi. It's philosophical in the sense of, remember Briyas Ha'olam. That's not like a practical type of thing. That's a philosophical idea, right? Think about the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in 6 days, like... well, deep philosophy. I don't know if any of you were philosophy majors in college, but it's not the most practical discipline. Right? Philosophy is philosophy. So the Shabbos in Yisrael, the Shabbos Bereishis, is philosophy. The Shabbos in Va'eschanan is Ma'asi, is a very practical Shabbos. It's a Shabbos of working. And that Shabbos of working comes safely to Yitzhak Mitzrayim, because in Yitzhak Mitzrayim, we talk of worked, right? And then, because we talk of worked, so we understand why there is a requirement of Shavas from Malacha in the full sort of way. That is his approach. Again, I think there is something to it. But the mainstream approach among Hogei Yisrael, among the Rishonim and the Achronim, etc., the mainstream approach is that the Dibros Rishonos are addressed specifically for Goyim. Or, I shouldn't say specifically for Goyim, but Dibros Rishonos are given to Goyim as much as they are given to Yidden. If Dibros Rishonos are Keneged Ma'aseh Bereishis, so Goyim also have a connection to Ma'aseh Bereishis. If Dibros Rishonos is there to inculcate a sense of emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Goyim are also obligated to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, I know there is a whole philosophical conversation about whether Goyim just have a prohibition not to believe in duality or multiple forces, or whether Goyim also have a mitzvah to recognize God, in various senses. It could be a requirement to recognize God, and there could be a requirement to recognize the uniqueness of God. There's Mitzias Habore and Achdus Habore. But whatever I assume, Goyim, as part of Ma'aseh Bereishis, have a responsibility of Ma'aseh Bereishis, have a responsibility to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam of Ma'aseh Bereishis, and in that sense, to keep Shabbos. Parshas Va'eschanan, however, is Jewish. Parshas Va'eschanan is giving the Shabbos of Yidden, which is a Shabbos that Zecher Leitzias Mitzrayim. In Zecher Leitzias Mitzrayim, what we mean is that Shabbos Va'eschan, that's only Jewish. Only Yidden have Zecher Leitzias Mitzrayim. If I would want to elaborate on this idea more, that Dibros Rishonos is connected to, is for the Goyim, is Zecher Mamaisa Bereshis. And Dibros Shnios is for Klai Yisrael specifically. So there's a famous Kli Yakar in this week's parasha, where the Kli Yakar notes, and I just put it up on my screen from the Bar Ilan. For some reason, I had difficulty cutting and pasting from Bar Ilan the last couple of minutes. We'll try to do it a little bit later if I have a chance. But first, the Kli Yakar notes that there are many differences between Dibros Rishonos and Dibros Shnios. Rishonos, it says Zachar. Shnios, it says Shamar. Rishonos, it doesn't say Kasher Tzivcha Shamar Kecha, etc. You can read all of the distinctions that he makes. And the Kli Yakar writes, Bishay Kivar Yatzu Mefarshei HaTorah Lo Kol Ta'amim Mefuzarim V'lo Matzu Derech Echad Asher Yaspik L'cho HaSfekos HaNizkarim Halo Karov L'shmo HaTza'ah Chas K'tzareh Lo Kulcha Midibrei Chazal. Right, he says all of the Mefarshim give explanations, but they don't give one overarching approach. So I have an overarching approach. It's Ki'ilu the Me'iri who solves all of the first pack of Avodah Zarah with one yesod of Umos Hagaduras Medarchei Hadassos, as opposed to the Bali HaTaisvis, who are struggling, and each case they explain differently. The Kli Yakar says, I have one Mahalach. Shechaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKoha Umosim Yirtu L'Kaba HaTaireh V'Asu V'Esav Lo Ratza L'Kabla Bavor lo tirtzach, Yishma'el bavor lo tignav, Amon umor bavor lo tinaf. Right, the Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah tells me that the Ribbono shel Olam went to offer the Torah to all the nations. Right, the joke goes that he went to the Americans and he said, Sheshes yamim tavod, and that's why the Americans decide to refuse it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Esav and to Yishma'el, and they all say, Yanyechachu, I don't want the Torah, because it has certain things that I don't like. That means, zucked the Kli Yakar, that the Umos HaOlam heard the Aseres HaDibros. Alkei nimtzu kol ha-shinuyim halonu ben Dibros Rishonos Achronos, ki Dibros Rishonos nemru b'lashon asher shmi Hashem l'chol ha-umos. Afal bi shenemru b'nochach l'Yisrael, etc. Basically, Dibros Rishonos are given to, are addressed to the Goyim. They are speaking the language that the Goyim can hear. And he, ubezeh yotortzu kol hashinuyim halalu. But Rishon etzah zachras yam ha-shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to say shamar. Kidei shelo litein piskon peh, l'umos lomar, eichu mitzaveh otanu ha-shmira mikom lacha, halo kvar nemar, l'bnei noach, yom v'layla lo yishbosu. Right, how can you tell me not to do work? Right, the Torah says that Ben Noach Shoshavas Chayiv Misa. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Goyim a less ambitious Shabbos, a Shabbos only of Zachar, not a Shabbos of Shamar. Mitam Zeh Hutzrach Litein Tam. That's because of Ma'aseh Bereishis as opposed to Dibros Shnios. And he goes on and he goes on and he explains all of the distinctions. But Rishonos lo nemar l'man yitav lach. But by Shnios it says l'man yitav lach, like the Chazal say that l'man yitav lach refers to Olam Shakulo Tov. Yarichun Yomim is ba'olam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want in Dibros HaRishonos to give to the Umos HaOlam Schar HaOlam Haba. He only wants to give them Olam hazeh. Right? The Kli Yakar is basically teaching me that all of the distinctions between Dibros Rishonos and Dibros Shnios can be explained based on this one mahalach of the difference between Dibros Rishonos, the intended audience are Jews, whereas Dibros Rishonos, intended audience are Goyim, not just Jews. Dibros Shnios, intended audience is only Klal Yisrael. That is the way he deals with it. Now, this Mahalach is also able to answer a few other problems. Do you see, by the way, the screen now? Are you back to looking at the Psukim? Anyone?
Back on the Bar Ilan now.
You can see the Bar Ilan. You can see the...
What? Not on the source sheet.
Not on the source sheet. Okay. So let me just try this again. I always have difficulty when I do this going back and forth. Re-enter screen share. You want to show me how to do that? It says my screen share is paused. Now, do you see it? Still not. You know what? We can do without it, I think, for the time being.
Maybe to end the screen share and then restart it?
I could stop it.
That's how it worked last. Yeah, stop the screen share and then.
Stop it and restart it. We'll try this one time. If it doesn't work, what we'll do is we will do what we have to do sometimes, which is called give up. I don't see. This always gives me difficulty, Mamish, every time. Okay, we're wasting time now. But basically, this Mahalach can explain the Psukim in Parashas Kisisa if you look in Shmos Perek Lamed Aleph. Shmos Perek Lamed Aleph, Psukim Yud Gimel and following. V'ata daber b'nei Yisrael achashab sosai tishmoru. Ki osi b'nei v'neichem l'doroseichem v'adas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. The Pasuk says, keep Shabbos. Keep Shabbos because it's an oath between me and you. And then it says, keep Shabbos, ki it's kodesh lachem. Sheishas yamim yidu malacha, then there is Shabbos. V'shom b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos, asur Shabbos l'dorosam, b'ris olam. Beni uvein bnei Yisrael oshi la'olam ki sheshes yimasah shem shrayim tzaret ubi amishu shasay nafash. So the end of the psukim in Parashas Kisisa clearly speak about Shabbos Bereshis, Zecher l'maisa Bereshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in 6 days. Reb Velvel Soloveitchik comments, let me just finish the thought. Reb Velvel Soloveitchik comments, however, that Pasuk Yud Gimel at the beginning is not Zecher l'maisa Bereshis. Pasuk Yud Gimel says, Achas Shabso Stai Tishmuru Ki Osi Beini Uveinichem. It's a special relationship between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is called Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, because Zecher l'maisa Bereshis isn't a special oath between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Reb Velvel explains that can teach me why the Torah says Achas Shabsosai Tishmaru, Shabsosai B'lashon Rabim, is because the Gemara in Shavuos writes that Yamim Tovim Nami Ikri Shabbosos. Shabbos is the Makar of Kedusha for all the Yamim Tovim as well. Shabbos, by the way, is the first time in the Torah in Parshas Bereishis that the word Kodesh, right, appears. So because Shabbos is the source of Kedusha for all the Yamim Tovim, that's why, for example, in the Psukim and Parshas Emor, begin with Shabbos and then they segue into all of the Yamim Tovim. The idea is that the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, beginning of Parshas HaShabbos and Kisisa, is Zecher Leitzias Mitzrayim. The end in Parshas Kisisa is Zecher L'maisa Bereishis. That could explain also why at the end it says, Beini uvein bnei Yisrael oshi la'olam. At the end it says that Shabbos is forever. The beginning of the Parsha says, L'dor Oseichem. L'dor Oseichem means that for your generations. That means it's not forever. That means just at the time when you guys are around, then there is a yisod of Shabbos. But if you're not around, then there is no Shabbos. Now that's already an interesting idea, because the Torah, the Navi says that after the Geula HaAsida, lo ye omer od chaya Hashem asher hotzi es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, all of the Yamim Tovim will be batal, like the Rambam tells us at the end of Hilchos Megillah. All the Yom Tovim will be batal besides Purim. The reason for that is that all the Yamim Tovim are Zecher Mitzias Mitzrayim. Well, Asid Lavo, the Geula HaAsida is going to be so great that we'll forget about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We won't need Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore. So we won't need all the Yamim Tovim. But that is only the element of Shabbos. One aspect of Shabbos is going to be batal. The Shomar aspect, the Parshas Vaschanan aspect, the aspect of Shabbos, which is Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, is going to be batal, Asid Lavo. But the aspect of Shabbos that is going to be, that is Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, that aspect of Shabbos will not be batal. So the Asid Lavo, Shabbos is going to be changed. Right? One could argue that L'Asid Lavo, Shabbos is only going to be Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. It might only be Zachar, not Shamar. It might only be the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, which are Zecher, L'maisa, Bereishis, not the Lavin of Shabbos, the Shamar, which is Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Because L'Azud Lavo, everything which is Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim, again, this is conjecture, but I saw in the Shi'urim of the Mirror Rosh Hashiva, Reb Elya Baruch Finkel, he has this idea. I think it's a bit radical, but it's all the same type of notion that the that we saw in the Kli Yakar, the notion that we saw in the notion that on the source sheet I could show you is the notion that the Netziv develops also in the Hamik Dovar. The Netziv develops this idea also that Shabbos Osai, he writes, is Mora Yom Sheyesh Bo Shvisa. Yontiv is also called Shvisa, the same idea as Reb Velvo. Ushmartim Masa Shabbos. Right? And Netziv basically says the same idea. The difference between Shabbos Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis and Shabbos Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim is the difference between Yisro and Va'eschanan. Eli, you had a comment?
Yeah, I was just going to point out before this one is talking to
B'nai Yisrael, like the Kli Yakar notes, it's talking to B'nai Yisrael because B'nai Yisrael, so to speak, the mouthpiece to the Umos Ha'olam with respect to the Shabbos of Ma'aseh Bereishis, right? But the Shabbos of Ma'aseh Bereishis, ki'ilu, the intended audience was the Umos Ha'olam also. That's the idea that the Kli Yakar, the Netziv, Reb Velvel, they all develop. Maran HaRav Kook has this idea also in the Siddur Olat Re'iyah, where he gives the same yesod, that although Shabbos is really l'maisa, not atzivli for the goyim, but he says there are two elements of Shabbos. We keep Shabbos because we want to influence the entire world. In Rav Kook language, you want to elevate the entire world to a place of greater spirituality. But we also keep Shabbos because we want to elevate ourselves. And that's the difference between the Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. In the Sefer of Rav Rimon, he has a beautiful introduction where he, it's like page 41 and following in volume one, where Rav Rimon develops the idea that maybe there's a fundamental difference between Shvisa and Menucha. Shvisa means that it ceased. You're working, 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 stop. You cease. Menucha is that you rest. Shabbos is Menucha in the sense of, to some extent, human beings are frail, they're weak, and we need time to recharge our batteries. Menucha is the Shabbos, he argues again. Textually, there is less proof for this, although he has like one of these, pardon the expression, gush charts in his Sefer, page 73, with like all the color coding about which word appears where, etc. But Menucha is the idea of Shabbos that is Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. As an Eved, you're working hard, you have to stop, you have to recharge. Shavisa is the Zecher Lamaisa Bereshis. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is doing work, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam ceases, Shavas, right? The Shavisa of Maisa Bereshis means that when we experience a Shabbat Zecher Maisa Bereshis, the idea is almost V'yisam Kelukim. The idea is that we are imitating the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam stopped, not because of any weakness on behalf of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, kind of, we have to pause at some point. You can't constantly keep creativity, not because there's any weakness, but because you have other things that you need to accomplish, other spiritual things, etc. As opposed to the Shvisa of Avdus, the Shvisa Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, which is because of the frailty of mankind. That's what Rav Rimon develops, which I think is actually a nice idea. If you want to see that, it's on page 58 and following. To some extent, you have a chakira. Is Shabbos the first day of the week or Shabbos the last day of the week? The normal way of looking at Shabbos is that Shabbos is the last day of the week. You're working, you're working, you're working, you stop. But there's another way of looking at Shabbos, which is the Gemara speaks about someone who's holeich b'midbar, and there's a discussion whether the person counts 6 days and then stops, or maybe the person keeps the first day of Shabbos. The Shabbos of Adam HaRishon was the first day of his life to some extent, no? Adam HaRishon is created on Friday. Right away, he has Shabbos. The Shabbos of the Ribbono Shel Olam is the last day. And Shabbos, Rav Rimon explains, has this dual aspect. On the one hand, Shabbos spreads its Kedusha for the other days. It's Ke'ilu the first day. On the other hand, Shabbos is Ke'ilu the last day in that you're tired, you worked, or you're being like the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're being creative, etc., and then that stops. That's Ke'ilu the, right? Shabbos of humans is the first day. Shabbos of the Eibishter is the last day. And again, this does not really fit in with the Mahalach that we were saying, but I think there is some value to it. Now, this notion of the two elements of Shabbos in Dibros Rishonos, Zecher L'maisa Bereishis, and Shabbos in Dibros Shnios, Zecher Le'Yetzias Mitzrayim, this should be relevant lahalacha for the concept of Goyish Shavas Chayiv Misa. The Cha'orah Goyish Shavas Chayiv Misa would mean that a Goy can't do the Shabbos that was given only to Klal Yisrael. That's the Shabbos of Va'eschanan. That's the Shabbos of the Shomer Asim HaShabbos. That's the Shabbos that involves Lavan. I don't know if there's any din of Goyish Shavas Chayiv Misa if the Goy makes Kiddush, the Goy keeps Aseis. If anything, Adarabba, right? A Goy is supposed to be involved in the Shabbos at Zecher L'maisa Bereshis. That is part of what Goyim are there to do. So if that's the case, I think the notion of Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa is going to be limited to the Shabbos of Parshas Vaschanan. Similarly, the notion of a mumar l'chalal Shabbos is dino ka'akon. Right, the fact that if you have a Jew who's mechalal Shabbos, he loses his status of a Jew in good standing. Rashi tells us in Chulin Daf Hey, that's because that person is kaifer in ma'isa bereishis. What that means is these two elements of Shabbos, the Maisa Bereishis, the philosophical, and the practical, the Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, you don't become a mummer if you do malacha. The malacha per se, the Chomer Ha'iser, does not make you into a mummer. What makes you into a mummer is the Kfira Shabo, the fact that you are denying that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. That's what makes you into a mummer. Consequently, what should emerge is that mummer l'chal Shabbos out the kfira shabo is something that's limited to Shabbos itself. There's a discussion of the tshuvas in the Beis Halevi that everyone talks about when you begin to learn Hilcha Shechita. Is mummer l'chal yom ha-kippurim dino k'mummer l'chal Shabbos? According to this Havana, even though Yom HaKippurim, to some extent, the Chomer HaIsser is the same as Shabbos, but clearly the Kfira element does not exist by Yom HaKippurim. The Kfira element of Zechar L'Maaseh Bereishis and the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Borei Olam, etc., that is a special Shabbos idea. And as such, I would argue that, again, Rav Soloveitchik seemed to say this in his Shi'urim. If you look in the Shi'urei HaRav on page 66, he points out that fits out to the Chomer HaIsser versus out to the Kfira. There's the Machlokes in the Shach and the Achreinim, if you have to do the Aveira three times. But this also is totally in the Chakira as to whether it's the Kfira Shabo or the Chomer HaIsser. If it's out to the Chomer HaIsser, perhaps you have to violate it a number of times. So far the Mahalach, I think, is relatively straightforward, that there are two different dimensions of Shabbos. There's the Shabbos of Yisro versus the Shabbos of Aschanan. However, the Ramban al HaTaira disagrees. The Ramban in Parshas Va'eschanan primarily, although Rav Soloveitchik, as Rav Schechter quotes in the Nefesh HaRav, page 166, Rav Soloveitchik found this in the Ramban in Yisro as well. But the Ramban in Va'eschanan points out that V'tam al-kein simcha lasis es yom ha-shabbos, he quotes in the Ibn Ezra, that we rest on Shabbos because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ve'eino nachon, because on the Omer b'kiddush hayom ki yom zeh tchilol mikrei kodesh zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim kasher nomar bo zecher l'maaseh bereishis. The Ramban is saying that Ibn Ezra is wrong. It's not only based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's also based on maaseh bereishis. V'harav amar b'moreh. Meaning, the Rambam in the Moris says that there are two different parshios of Shabbos. Exactly what we've been saying until now. The Shabbos of Yisro, Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, the Shabbos of Aschanan, right, which is Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, the Ramban himself disagrees. Ramban writes, V'hineh b'Shabbos b'chlola shnei ta'amim, l'haman b'chidosh ha'olam ki yesh aloka borei, v'luzka od ha'chesar ha'godo shasi imanu sh'anachmu avoda v'sh'akona osanu lo la'avodim, Gamza Eino Mechuvar Etzwei. The Rambam writes that there are two separate reasons for Shabbos. Zok the Ramban, it's not clear to me. Ki b'yoseinu shovsim v'lo nasem melacha b'yom hashvi'i ein lanu b'ze zichron li'yitiyas Mitzrayim v'ein l'roa osanu b'teilam mi'melacha yediya b'ze. The fact that I don't do work, right, that doesn't remind me of Yitiyas Mitzrayim. Someone doesn't see me do work, they're not going to realize that's because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Raki kishar kol ha-mitzvos. Avogia bo zecher l'maaseh bereishis shenishbos biyom sheshavas Hashem v'yinafash. V'ra'oi yoseh lomar ki ba'avor heyos Yetzias Mitzrayim mora aloka kadmo mechadish chifet v'yachol kasher pirashi b'dibor rishon alkein omer b'kan im yalav alibcha safek ha-shabbos ha-mora chidesh v'chifet v'chifet zaychos tizko mashore necha b'tias mitzayim shilu chalav i'o l'zecher. Zot the Ramban that Yetzias Mitzrayim v'eschanan reinforces the Shabbos of Maaseh Bereishis. If you have any suffix about the Yecholas Hashem, if you have any suffix that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world and he's called Yechol, well, remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. For the Ramban, Shabbos of Va'eschanan reinforces the Shabbos of Yisrael. Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a separate reason than Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis, but rather it goes back and reinforces the idea of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And the Ramban actually understands that this is why we say Shamar v'zocha b'dira echa nemru mash'ein ha ozen yachol l'shma v'asha ein ha peh yachol l'daber. The idea of Shamar v'zocha is that the two come together. Shabbos is really only zecher l'maisa bereshis. Yetzias Mitzrayim is there in case you have a suffix about zecher l'maisa bereshis. So all of the nafgaminas that we presented until now about whether Shabbos is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim or Ma'aseh Bereishis, the Ramban disagrees with. And the Ramban notes, if you read the Psukim, right, the Psukim of Va'eschanan also speak at length about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he took us out of Mitzrayim, right? V'zachatu ki evro Yisrael etzimtzayim v'yotziyacha Hashem lo kecha mishon v'yadcha zaka b'zara natuya. The idea is not just that we left Mitzrayim and therefore we have to rest, but the idea is that the Eibishter took us out, and consequently, that reinforces the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ho Yachol. And Rav Soloveitchik commented that this is the pshat in a very brief Ramban in this week's parasha, in Parashas Yisrael. V'lochein amru shasham shekula kenege kol ha-mitzvus shebo no'id al ko ikarei ha-emuna metzias Hashem nevuah v'hashkacha. The Ramban writes that Shabbos is made on all the Ikari HaEmunah, I'll call Ikari HaEmunah. Very interesting, Rabbi Yosef Albo has three Ikari HaEmunah, right? The Rambam has 13. The Ramban also has three Ikari HaEmunah, but for the Ramban, the Ikari HaEmunah are Metzias Hashem, the fact that God exists, that's Zecher L'maisa Bereishis, Hashgacha, the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam continues to oversee what goes on with people, that's Mechadish Betuva Kol Yom Tamid. That is an extension of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And Nevuah is, says the Ramban, Nevuah is Va'eschanan. Nevuah is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning for the Ramban, Shabbos is a total picture. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zecher L'Ma'aseh Bereishis mamish come together, and there is no room to distinguish between them. Again, there's obviously, this is kind of just scratching the surface about some of the hashkafos of Shabbos, but I think the notion that there is a Shabbos for Yidden and a Shabbos for Goyim, so to speak, I think that's an important value that we're trying to bring across. It's not, the notion of Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa does not mean that Goyim have nothing to do with Shabbos. Goy Shabbos Chayiv Misa means that Goyim should not have the dimension of Shabbos that's in Va'eschanan. That's the way I would say it. However, this Mahalach does not work in the Ramban, who is Mishalev, the two Inyanim of Shabbos. This is just food for thought. I didn't realize I probably prepared another hour and a half of stuff to say over here, but this is kind of the hakdama. Any ha'aros, questions, comments, observations, jokes? Two rabbis cross the street, they meet a priest. Come on, guys, something exciting. Okay, chevra, so thank you for listening, and Amir Hashem will continue shir on Sunday with Hilchos Shabbos.